Shir of Yud Ches of 14th of August, Siman Tov Resh Chof Vav, Seif Beis, and half of Seif Gimel. Im Kotzatz Ho'ilon Lachshiroi. If a person cuts the branches of the tree in order to make it into kosher schach, we discussed previously that schach is only kosher if it's disconnected. One of the conditions for schach to be kosher schach is that it's been disconnected and cut off from the ground. So that's what he wants to do over here. He has got a tree, say, or branches growing, and he wants to use it for the schach. So he puts down the schach and he cuts it. In kotzat zohidon, he cuts the tree v'la'achshiro, to make it kosher, v'liyo yisru atzmoy masichur, that itself becomes part of the schach. Kosher, it's taker kosher, it's fine, no problem at all. V'hu, there's one condition, however. Providing shenaneu, that he should shake it, he should shock a little bit, sheyigba kol echad levadoi, every branch should be lifted up, umenichoi, and he puts it down, v'choizer magbiya chaveroi, and he picks up the next one, the next branch, umenichoi, puts it down, v'imlav, and if it doesn't do so, if it doesn't pick them up and shake them, psula, it's posul, mishom, because it's ta'ase, v'loi mino osui. There's a new rule that we are learning tonight, which is the rule of ta'ase v'loy mina osoy. The schach, the sukkah must be ta'ase, you must make the sukkah, and it mustn't be have been made naturally. You must actively and physically make the sukkah. If it's being made, if it's just happening and becoming a sukkah, it's possible. And therefore over here, this is really what's happening, because you've got a schach that when you put it on the sukkah. Now, if you just cut it off, so suddenly you've got a sukkah over here. It didn't make the sukkah. It was you put the schach on top of the sukkah and you cut it off, and so the sukkah became automatically a sukkah, but you didn't really do anything for it. Therefore, the halacha is you need to shockle it, and the shockling makes it, the shaking of the schach makes into ta'ase, that you made it v'loimin also, and it hasn't become on its own as a schach. This is the rule of ta'ase v'loy mino osui. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudalet, an important rule in this point. He says, umenichoy, when you put it down, l'shem tzeil. He put it there, when you put it there, it's l'shem tzeil, for the sake of shade. Ve'ein tzorich la'anicho l'shem sukkah. You don't have to do it for the sake of sukkah, of the mitzvah of sukkah, but you just need to shake it there for the sake of shade. Right, that's the halacha. That's why how it becomes ta'aseh v'lo mino osui. I mean, you remove the problem ta'aseh v'lo mino osui. The Rama continues. You're allowed to make a sukkah under mechuba, under something which is still connected to the ground. So in fact, the sukkah under a house. And to remove the top layer after that. So say you've got a sukkah, and on top of it you've got a layer of something which is not kosher schach at all. You can just remove it. And that's not considered ta'aseh v'lo mino osui. You could have argued that it's ta'aseh v'lo mino osui because it was covered up with something which is not kosher. Until you removed this top layer, you removed this covering, and then suddenly you've got a kosher sukkah, so it became a kosher sukkah automatically. You didn't do it because when you could argue that when you actually made the sukkah, it was not a kosher sukkah yet because you had the top layer, you had a covering on top. That you could argue. So he says, no, you don't say that. It's not considered ta'aseh v'lo mino osui. Why? Hoil ve'ein apsul b'schach atzma, because the psul is not in the schach itself. It's just you've got a top layer, and which prevents it from being a kosher sukkah in the meantime. So therefore, once you take away this layer, then the kosher the sukkah becomes a kosher sukkah. So that is actually the the halacha that whenever you've got a psul which is within the schach, and you remove that psul which is within the schach, then that would be considered tasev olam, and also would be a problem, and you'd have to shake the schach again. However, if the psul is not within the actual schach, it's just that there is. The schach is a good schach, the schach is a kosher schach. But you've got, on top of the schach, an additional layer, a covering, a protection, which makes it not into a kosher sukkah. So by removing it now, you would have argued, you would have said that maybe it's considered tasev olam also, because suddenly, automatically, the sukkah becomes a sukkah, and that's a problem of tasev olam also. So that we don't say that, because the schach is not intrinsically in the schach, the psul is not intrinsically in the schach, but rather it's just that there's something on top of it. So by removing it, there is no psul of tasev olam min ha'osui. Siv Gimel. Somebody makes a sukkah. Lemato bevais, underneath, within his house, in his house, tachas hagag, underneath a roof, sheisiru harofim, that they removed the tiles. So there was a house, and there was even tiles there, on the roof. There was a roof, which was made out of tiles, and they removed those tiles. Now, you still have got beams there, and you are using those beams, which were initially used for tiles. Now you're using those beams going across, you're using them for the schach. So it says, Afal pi shenisharu adayin ho'etzim adakim, although the thin woods are still there, that's still remaining, shorofim unochim aleim, that earlier the tiles were lying on top of them, ksheret ish kosher. So you've got a house that used to be tiles on the roof. You remove the tiles, but the beams on which the tiles were placed, those tiles were removed, but the beams are still there. So if you're using those beams and you're putting schach on top, that will make this sukkah into a kosher schach, will be okay. Says the Mishneh Berurah, an interesting point. He says, in Sifkot Nyudzayin, first wide line, Ksheir v'afidu leishev, even to sit, tachas ho'etzim atzmon, you'd be even allowed to sit under those etzim, it's fine. Not only under the kosher schach, but even underneath those beams, you're allowed to sit. Afal pishem schach posel, though these beams are considered schach posel, for various reasons, primarily because it wasn't put there for sukkah purpose. Well, it's no problem, whatever the reason may be, why the lemaisa, it's not considered a problem, and you can sit underneath the beams as well. You don't have to like make sure that you're underneath the schach kosher. It's fine that the entire schach is okay, even underneath those beams. The Mishneh Berurah does say that somewhat slightly machmir in this point, but that's how it seems to paskin. In the middle of Mishneh Berurah, he says of it, in Sifkot Nyudzayin, he says, an interesting point over here, and this is known the Chumrah of the Bach. He says an interesting point, he says the following. Ochein, kidei lotes yidei kol hasfeikas, in order to avoid any potential shailas, you should see, shirevach ben oetzim, make sure that there is a distance between those beams, hadakim, those thin beams, make sure you distance one another, ben echol lechaveiroi, kashir shloshet fochim, make sure that those wooden beams, that were saying that they're actually okay, they're actually kosher, and they become schach kosher, make sure that they're distanced from one another, three tfochim. Yeah, so this, what he says over here, this is known as the Chumrah of the Bach. And the truth is, it's very easy to understand that Chumrah. Because the Bach, we know there's a concept of Lavut. Everything which is within three tfochim is considered closed up. It's considered a closed up area. Three tfochim, it's true in any other areas of halachas as well. You've got something which is three tfachim, it's considered this is the entire area is covered. So therefore, we find that both lechomer and both lekola. Says the Bach, based on this concept of lovut, imagine that those beams are fairly close to each other, and they are within three tfachim from one next to each other. So it comes out, says the Bach, that if they are taken within three tfachim from one another, then it's considered as if the entire area, you don't necessarily have a schach over here, what you've got is the entire area, halachically speaking, the entire area is covered with beams because of lavot. Lavot is considered, it's covered with the same material. So it's going to be covered, yeah, if it's within three tfachim from one another, the entire schach area is actually a wooden area because of those beams. So he says you may have to make sure, in order to avoid that, says the Bach, you must make sure that you've got three tfachim distance between those beams. Otherwise, the schach is questionable. So says the Mishneh Berurah, and that's how he paskens. Now this is, let me just read the last two lines of this Sif Kotten where he explains that. It says that according, I'm just reading a couple of words of it, the way he would explain the Bach, that if you would to say lovut, I'm just reading a bit out of context, but that's the words that are crucial here, that all the woods would add up, to be considered as one piece of wood, rochav, long, from the schach apostle. So that's how the Bach would understand this scenario, and the Mishnah seems to be machmir, in principle, he agrees to the Chumrah of the Bach. Now this Bach is famous and is really relevant with regards to other cases as well. Imagine you've got washing lines going across from one side to the other. So in that sort, it's really, really noigah, because you've got sukkahs on the porch and on the floor on top, it's very likely to have washing lines right on top of the sukkah. The neighbor on top may have washing lines. Now, if there are, and that's normally the case, if those washing lines are within three tfachim from one another, so why wouldn't you say lavot? So according to the Bach, you'd have to probably say lavot, that there are three tfachim, since they are within three tfachim, you have got a sukkah over here, which on top of the sukkah, the floor on top of the sukkah, has got an entire area covered with washing line material. So what you end up having over here is a sukkah tach, it's really the halach of sukkah tach so ilon, or rather, sukkah tach so bais, or to be very, very accurate, sukkah tach so washing lines. Because it's lavut makes the entire area covered up. You're closing up the area of lavut if it's within three tfachim. So it's true that it looks like a really thin string of washing line. But if they're within three tfachim from one another, you've got a few strings, and they're within three tfachim, which is normally going to be the case, you have to say lavut. And lavut makes the entire area covered up. So you've got sukkah tachas ha-bayis, or tachas ha-ilon. And that's a puzzle. So is that really a problem or not? And that's really, really relevant in Eretz Yisrael. Many poskim are matir, and they base themselves on the fact that the whole Bach is actually a chumrah. It's not meikradin, it's a chumrah, and therefore, since it's a chumrah, you could be meikel. You could be meikel. In other words, it's just a chumrah. The Bach is just a chumrah, and therefore, you could be meikel if under these circumstances. What do I mean by those circumstances? Mishlam Zalman explains that lavut has to do with the fact that lavut has to do with the fact that the two items are meant to be next to each other. They are meant to be close to each other. And if they're not meant to be next to each other, then you wouldn't say lavut over here. You don't really need the washing lines to be close to another. And therefore the concept of lavut wouldn't apply. But some people are machmir, and some people are, some poskim are meikel, but it's just interesting to know that where this chumrah comes from and where the Bach is applied. Continues the Rambam, v'chein mutar la'asos, it is also permitted to do hasukkah, the sukkah tachas hagagos, underneath roofs. Ha'asuyos, which are made, Liftoach to open, velizkor to close. Umutar lisagon, you have to close them mipnei hagshamim because of rain. Velachzor lefoschon, and to close and open them, that's permitted to do. So that's really, really, it seems to resemble very much the various systems that are in contemporary times. Covering the sukkahs, sukkah roofs that you can open and close. I thought it was a more modern type of invention, but it sounds like it's really not. You've got over here roofs which can open and closed, which can be open and closed for the rain. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot Nyud Ches, Tachas Hagagos Asirot Zeleima, Afilu Boich and Skuros, although even when they are closed, V'loi Mikri Taseh V'loi Mina Osui, you will not call this Taseh V'loi Mina Osui. Imagine the roof is closed and you're opening it, so suddenly the sukkah becomes kosher. You didn't make it kosher, you just opened the roof. Is that not a problem? Taseh V'loi Mina Osui? He says no. Canal Basiv Base Balgo, as we explained in Siv Base in the Ramah, that it's not, there was nothing possible about the schach. The schach was constantly kosher. You just had something on top of it. You removed that layer, you removed that protection, and now the sukkah is kosher. That's not considered a tasev luminos. So if you're that, you should know, continues the Mishneh Berurah, the Das HaBach, Lachmim Bazeh, the opinion of the Bach is to be Machmish, Tzorech Liftoach, that you need to open, Daltzeris HaGak, Kodim Shemesachich, you need to open up the roof before you close it, V'chineskim HaMogan Avrom, that's what Mogan Avrom Paskins, V'eli Rabbe Shara Choynim. That's what you should do. Yeah. So, Lamais, you should try to have it open before you put the Schach. I just want to add one more point with regards to Taseh V'loi Mina Osui, that we said in order to fix up and to sort out a problem of Taseh V'loi Mina Osui, we learned in Seif Base, what needs to be done is they need to shake a little bit the Schach, and that will make it into kosher Schach. That's what we learned in Seif Base. Shinanenu Shiyagbiya Kol Echad Levado, you need to shake the branch of the tree you've cut up, that was a sieve base. The question is, how much do you need to lift it up? Because again, as we just mentioned, the concept of lavot, the lavot applies also upwards, that if you, something, anything which is within 3 tefachim from the floor is considered lavot as well. So the question would be, do you need to lift up the schach in order to make this Taseh V'loi Mina Osui, to remove the problem of Taseh V'loi Mina Osui, you need to also lift up the schach 3 tfachim or more to solve the problem. That's the question. Lemaisa, the poskim amatir, and it's based on Shulchan Aruch Rav that says Shagbiya Ma'at. When he brings the Loshon, when he quotes the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch, he says Shagbiya Ma'at, you should lift it up a little bit. Ma'at seems to indicate that you don't need to do 3 tefachim, just to lift up a little bit is fine. So Halach Lemaisa, if you have that kind of roof that is been, if you've got a roof and the schach was put in after you have put the roof, so you've built the roof, the protection, and then after you put the schach, and then you want to make it Taseh V'loi Mina, you want to solve the problem of Taseh V'loi Mina Osui, so you open up the roof and then shake the schach, and it doesn't have to be 3 tefachim, just shake it every area, all the areas, as he says, the Shulchan Aruch explained, kol echad levado yuminicho v'chozim agbiyo v'chaver yuminicho, every area of it has to be, you have to shake a little bit, every area, all the areas of the schach, and by doing so, the problem of Taseh V'loi Mina Osui is solved.